Hello, my name is Stéphane Audi. I'm research engineer at Engilab Cryogen and fuel cell key expert. Today, I'm going to present you fuel cells, how do they work, and their several markets. First, some basics about fuel cells. How does it work? A fuel cell is an electrochemical reactor that directly converts the energy of hydrogen and oxygen into heat, electricity, and water. The total reaction is the same as combustion, but in that case, hydrogen and oxygen are separated by a window, the electrolyte. At the anode, hydrogen splits into electrons and protons. Electrons can meet oxygen at the cathode through an electric connector. Meantime, protons can cross the electrolyte to meet the oxygen and the electrons at the cathode. They form water. The total reaction is the same, but part of the energy is converted into electricity and heat. A fuel cell generates a DC voltage, 0.6 volt or up to 1 volt. The current depends on the size of the fuel cell and the hydrogen flow. There are several types of fuel cells depending on the nature of electrolyte. I'm going to present them. Alkaline fuel cell. It has been the first technology developed at industrial scale in the 60s for space applications. This technology is very simple and robust. It can achieve very high efficiencies and work at ambient temperature up to 90 degrees. Its main drawback is the fact that the technology is very sensitive to CO2, even CO2 concentration in air. Therefore, this technology can only be fed with pure hydrogen and pure oxygen. It has been used for space applications as Gemini and Apollo missions to provide power in the spacecrafts. The electrolyte is a liquid electrolyte, a KOH solution, into a solid matrix and porous and solid matrix. A second technology, PEMFC, proton exchange membrane fuel cells. This is the most known technology and used for most of the applications. The electrolyte is a polymer membrane that can be mass produced very easily. On each electrode, on each side of the electrolyte, platinum is usually used as a catalyst. It can work as well from ambient temperature up to 90 degrees. The electrolyte must be humidified in order to allow the conduction of protons from anode to cathode. It can also reach high power efficiency up to 70%. The metallic bipolar plate that connects one cell to another can be weathered with carbon, mainly for stationary applications in order to reach very long lifespan, or with metallic plates, which is the case for the automotive market in order to reduce the cost and increase power density. This technology is considered for all the fuel cell markets, transport, stationary, and portable power. The third technology, phosphoric acid fuel cells. In that case, the electrolyte is a liquid phosphoric acid solution. Platinum is also used as a catalyst. It works at higher temperature, up to 200 degrees. Power efficiency is up to 65%. Its main applications, it's combined heat and power from natural gas. Then another technology is molten carbonate fuel cell, MCFC. In that case, the electrolyte is a liquid molten carbonate solution. The catalysts at the electrodes are nickel-based and do not require platinum, for instance. This technology only works at very high temperature, around 650 degrees. Power efficiency is between 50 to 60%. The main application is combined heat and power from natural gas. And then the last technology is solid oxide fuel cell, SOFC. In that case, the electrolyte is a solid ceramic. On the electrodes, nickel and perovskite are used and no platinum is needed. Its operating temperature is usually between 600 to 900 degrees. It can reach high power efficiency up to 60%. A main advantage of this technology is its fuel flexibility. It can be fed whether with hydrogen, but with overload gases, CH4, ammonia, for instance. The main application of SOFC is combined heat and power with natural gas. Now I'm going to talk about the fuel cell markets. fuel cells are especially known by the public for the mobility sectors, as they can be integrated into vehicles to provide power from onboard stored hydrogen for the electric engine. It can also be used for stationary power to provide power from natural gas, biogas, or pure hydrogen for some applications. And then the third market is the portable power. And finally, the first market is portable power, with various applications from standalone power generator for sailboats or camper vans, or power electronic devices, chargers, laptops, or phones, and several military applications. The graph illustrates the total number of units sold per market and the total power on the same market. As it can be seen, in terms of total number of units installed, the stationary market is the most important one. But in terms of total power on the right, you can see that the most important market is the transport application. The portable market remains quite insignificant today. There are three main regions where fuel cells are developed. The two most important ones are the US and Asia, with Japan, South Korea, and China. Europe is then following. In Asia, Japan is taking the lead for very small units for micro combined heat and power, power output less than 1 kilowatt, whereas South Korea consider large units up to several hundreds of megawatts. In China, the main emphasis is fuel cells for the mobility sector to provide clean power for buses and vehicles in cities. For the stationary market, the most important application today is combined heat and power. These are systems that are fed with natural gas and generate electricity and heat. As a matter of fact, a fuel cell system can be fed with natural gas as long as a fuel processor is integrated into the system. This fuel processor will convert natural gas into an hydrogen-rich gas through chemical reaction. Then the hydrogen is sent to the fuel cell stack, where it generates DC power and heat. The DC power is then converted into AC electricity compatible with the grid, and the heat is released generally through hot water. The main advantage of this technology is to reach the highest power efficiency from natural gas AC electricity, more than 60% today, from kilowatt class up to megawatt class. Especially at low power output, kilowatt class for instance, fuel cells are much more competitive than the traditional solution as gas engines or gas turbines. As for small-scale application, gas engines and gas turbines achieve quite low power efficiency, down to 20-25%, whereas fuel cell can still reach more than 60% power efficiency. There are four fuel cell technologies that can be considered for this market. PMFC and PAFC technologies that work at low temperature can be integrated into a fuel cell CHP system, but this remains compulsory to have a very efficient fuel processor that will provide clean hydrogen without CO, as CO is a strong poison for platinum catalyst. MCFCs and SOFCs technologies that work at high temperature can directly be fed with CH4 or mixture of H2 and CO from the fuel processor without any purifications. Therefore, these two technologies are very simple to be used into CHP system with a less complex system than for low temperature fuel cells. Depending on the size of the CHP, we can split the CHP market into micro CHP system, usually designed for residential applications, and large CHP system for commercial market. A micro CHP fuel cell system consists in the integration of a fuel cell unit with a condensing gas boiler. Together, they can provide 100% of heat needs of the house, and then the fuel cell will provide part of the electricity needs. In Japan, such a system is currently sold between 8,000 to 10,000 euros. This is much expensive, much more expensive than condensing gas boiler, around 4,000 to 5,000 euros. But as such a system can provide power roughly at the natural gas price, it decreases the total energy bill. Therefore, in the tariff conditions of Japan, such system can achieve return on investment from 5 to 10 years. In Europe, Viessmann, for instance, has a partnership with Panasonic to deploy their fuel cell technology in Europe under the brand of Viessmann. This system is commercially available since 2015 in Europe. For the commercial market, large CHP systems are considered. This is mainly the case in South Korea and the US. On this market, there are three main technologies that are considered: BFC, MCFC, and SOFC technologies. So far, up to 1 gigawatt of fuel cell systems have been installed, as well in the US and South Korea. The main actors are, for instance, Doosan Fuel Cells, as well in the US and South Korea, with its BFC technology of 400 kilowatt, Fuel Cell Energy in the US or South Korea with a MCFC systems at megawatt class, and Bloom Energy in the US with an SOFC system with 200 kilowatt class modules that can be integrated in megawatt class systems. The main market for this large-scale CHP system can be to provide power for universities, hospitals, or data centers. The price per kilowatt of these technologies varies from $2,000 to $4,000 per kilowatt. This remains much more expensive than traditional systems as gas engines, but they can provide clean power without pollutant and noise emissions. Another market is backup power and temporary power. These markets require systems that are able to provide instantaneous power. Therefore, the only available technology is PMFC fed with pure hydrogen. As a matter of fact, systems fed with natural gas need up to 1 hour to start up. But with pure hydrogen, a fuel cell system can generate power in a few seconds. Another market for stationary fuel cells is backup and temporary power. This market requires systems that have quick response time and large on-off ability. Therefore, the only available technology for this market is PEM fuel cells with pure hydrogen. As systems fed with natural gas, like CHP for instance, requires up to 1 hour to start up, whereas with pure hydrogen, systems can start instantaneously. For backup power, systems in a range from 5 to 10 kilowatts have been deployed, mainly for the telecom antenna market. In this power range, fuel cell backup power systems can be cost competitive with weather batteries or diesel gensets. The benefit to use fuel cells for gensets is to have a technology that has no pollutant emission and produce no noise. This is quite important, especially today in cities, where gensets can be used whether for backup system or temporary power and generates a lot of noise and pollutant. With the current cost of the technology, around $2,000 per kilowatt, fuel cell genset systems have a very limited market in this range of 5 to 10 kilowatts to be competitive with the other technologies as batteries and gensets with diesel fuel. But with a strong improvement on the capital cost of fuel cells, but also the cost of hydrogen storage, this market can increase in the future. One possible market will be then to provide megawatt class system for temporary power, especially to provide some power in cities for some local event like concert or the construction site that requires diesel genset today. Another potential market for stationary fuel cell systems are islands and microgrids. As a matter of fact, in islands, power supplies is done with diesel generators, and therefore the cost of electricity can be very high. Combining PV plants, batteries, electrolyzer, hydrogen storage, and fuel cells allow to consider 100% renewable energy power supplies 24 hours a day, thanks to the fuel cell system fed with hydrogen. For instance, an ongoing pilot demonstration project is done nearby Singapore within the SPORE project within the REEDS initiative. A 100 kilowatt class microgrid system is being developed and demonstrated over there. Based on the result, potential deployment should occur. Now let's talk about the second major market, which is mobility and transportation. As fuel cells can provide power in an efficient way from hydrogen without pollutants as CO2 and noise, they have been considered for decades in the transportation sector. They can compete with pure battery electric vehicles as they can extend their autonomy and reduce drastically the charging time. Using hydrogen and fuel cells can allow achieving much more compact fuel cell vehicles than batteries at the same autonomy and allow considering charging time of 5 minutes, approximately the same as gasoline, whereas batteries requires charging time up to several hours. As the mobility market requires systems that are able to provide power in a few seconds, the only considered technology for this market is PEM fuel cell with pure hydrogen. It can be integrated in light-duty vehicles, every vehicle that we drive every day, or heavy-duty vehicles like buses, trucks, or delivery vehicles. For light vehicles, Toyota Mirai has been the first commercial vehicles since 2015. It can reach autonomy higher than 500 km with onboard stored hydrogen at 700 bars. Another market for fuel cell vehicles are what we call the heavy-duty vehicles. Besides light vehicles, there are another market which can be called the heavy-duty vehicle market. This consists in vehicles that are to drive several hundreds of kilometers per day in cities, for instance. This is the case for delivery vehicles or buses and trucks. For delivery vehicles, Symbio Fuel Cell Company has developed range extender system can be plugged into an existing electric vehicle, a Kangoo, for instance. Such a system, with very small power, 5 kilowatts, can provide recharging while the vehicle is driving. It extends then the autonomy from 100 km with only batteries up to 300 km in cities thanks to the hydrogen. For buses, hybrid systems combining usually 100 kilowatt class fuel cells and batteries allows to build electric and fuel cell vehicles for buses. For these light-duty and heavy-duty vehicles, PEM fuel cell system with very low cost, down to $100 per kilowatt, are considered today. As a matter of fact, fuel cell can be much more cheaper than for stationary power, as volumes of the transportation market is very important. It is also because fuel cell in the transportation market can be used in another way than for stationary. For transportation market, reducing lifespan of fuel cell down to 5,000 hours, for instance, still allows to reach the target of close to 200,000 kilometers for a car. Therefore, the fuel cell system can be much more compact, can be used with much more higher power density that will reduce the lifespan, but it's still acceptable for the transportation market. Lifespan of mobility fuel cell is in line with the requirement of the sector. As a matter of fact, light-duty vehicles are usually required to be able to drive up to 200,000 of kilometers. This approximately represents 5,000 hours of operation. Even for buses that are required to drive up to 1 million or more kilometers, which represent approximately 20,000 hours of operation, the lifespan of the fuel cell for mobility sector is in line with the requirement. Within the mobility sector, there are other markets that are being addressed today by fuel cells. The first one is forklifts. As a matter of fact, forklifts are used in warehouses, for instance, and therefore diesel engines create a lot of pollution. Batteries forklift can be used, but the logistic cost due to the charging time is quite high. Therefore, using a fuel cell and hydrogen forklift allows to have no pollutant emission forklift with low logistic cost thanks to the fast charging time. Up to date, several thousands of units of forklifts have been deployed, especially in the US. Another market that is considered for fuel cell mobility are trains. As a matter of fact, diesel trains are still needed on some railways that are not electrified. Therefore, developing a hydrogen fuel cell train allows to provide a train that is able to run over long distances on these non-electrified railways. The first train has been commissioned 2 years ago in Germany, and several countries in Europe are considering this option. Another market within the transportation sector is what is called auxiliary power units. Especially for planes, considering fuel cells to provide all the power needed by the plane is not feasible for the moment due to the low density of hydrogen. But a large consumption of planes occurs when the plane is on the land. In that case, the plane has an auxiliary power unit that uses kerosene to provide power when the plane is not in the air. This generates a lot of pollution and consumes a lot of power. Therefore, hydrogen or kerosene-based fuel cell system can be considered to provide the power where the plane is on the land. In that case, SOFC can be considered for this market thanks to its high fuel flexibility and can be operated almost directly with kerosene. And finally, another market for fuel cell is bicycle market. Electric bikes have been developed and widely used in cities. But for touristic application and people who are renting bikes, having a bicycle that has a very charging time is an asset. Therefore, fuel cell vehicles have been deployed in some touristic areas in order to have fuel cell bicycles that can drive more than 100 kilometers a day. And finally, the last market is portable power. There are various applications within that sector. The first one that is commercially available are autonomous systems fed with methanol, for instance, to provide power for sailboats or camper vans. As a matter of fact, this market requires silent generator for camper vans, for instance. PMFC system can be fed with methanol that has the main advantage to be a liquid and easy then to store. There are thousands of camper vans that use fuel cell systems today. Another market is the military market. For this market, several applications of fuel cell are considered. It can be very silent power generator or to provide power for the second generation soldier that requires much more electricity on the combat field. Silent generator can be also fed with GP8, that is the fuel used by military applications to provide power with SOFC. It is a good asset for military application to have a silent and low temperature system that has a very small footprint. And finally, a last market are power chargers for electronic devices like phones or computers. There are a few applications that have been developed, but this market remains quite limited today. So to conclude, please keep in mind that fuel cells are today commercially available for two main markets, stationary power and transportation. For stationary power, most of the systems developed and sold are fed with natural gas in combined heat and power. Pure hydrogen stationary power is being developed and could address some markets like backup power or microgrid and island. The transportation market is getting much more important today, with a strong emphasis by cities to develop clean mobility. Buses, trucks, and light-duty vehicles are developed by most of the car manufacturers today. China, Japan, and the US are leading in this market. Portable power remains a very limited market. Thank you.